And they've done that, and it was a huge improvement. I could see that in the IDN PDP voting process was much easier for me. Although there are still some problems with it. It's not ideal. It's good enough for now, but I don't think that this is what we should strive for to keep, at least. But for now, it's worked much better than the previous system. And it also provides a public archive, which everyone can go into and see what, because every ballot has a number, and they can check that their ballot has been counted correctly and so on. So it was much better. There was just one hiccup, and that was that one registry, in fact, indeed, did not receive a ballot, which was my fault in the end, and I could not add another recipient. They were going to change that. They promised they would change that. So I could not send the ballot to them because it was not resent. It was just not possible to send it to them. So I had to accept an email vote from them. But this should have been fixed by now. I can check the department, so it should be possible to add an extra recipient afterwards.
Thank you, Gabi. Sopel, no question.
I just want to say that this is a great report and recommendations are really valuable. I just wanted to give you, once you send a ballot, is it my understanding correct that it's sent despite a problem, technicality, whatever, that ballot is crossed, right? Or you can reissue another one?
I can always, I'm not sure I understand the question. Do you mean if it's a problem from the voter's
side? Right, from the voter's side, no problem.
Yes, that I can always reissue one, and it's also the system allows you to vote several times, and it's always the last vote that will be counted. So it will register that you voted five times, but it's always you can change your mind five times or more. So it's always the last vote that is counted. So, and I can always resend ballots, and that's a huge improvement, much, much better than it used to be.
But still, the proposal is to have an online tool, and actually I think that that would help us to solve several issues, as for example, Sabine just noted that when you receive an email from Tally at icann.org, you have no idea what it's all about, and this ballot does not contain any links or any information regarding the documents you could read to make an educated decision on your vote. So in an online system, we could have actually all the documents for there. So if you want to do some research before you make a final decision, you can just follow the entire process and read what you're voting on and so on. Plus, as one of the issues we noted, that there's a problem with primary contact. This we're trying to solve, and I think we made a very nice, together with a designer from ICANN, made very nice, graphical illustration of what primary contact is and what it is not, and how to change it, and so on. But we'll still have issues with primary contact, but at least we're trying to address and trying to educate our CCCLBs.
With regard to that, firstly, there'll be some real clarity around the primary contact for voting versus the primary contact in the IANA database, and so that the two are seen as different, and there'll be a list on the CCNS. Intention, or is that
no, we don't want that. We don't hand out our database details. So if you mean that you will not be able to see what the primary contact is of someone else,
why even not?
Because we collect the information for a certain purpose. We don't want to publish the database for others. It's actually not even legal for us.
anyway, going back, I think it's a great report, yeah, so well done, and I think the recommendations are solid and worth pursuing. Just in terms of recommendation two, where we talk about amending the guidelines, which I think is to include the secondary contacts as well as the primary contacts. Is that a bylaw change, or so does that need to go to vote by a supermajority as well, or is it just a council vote?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the first part? I don't think that, well, definitely don't have to change bylaws. It's just the guidelines about the election process. The idea is to make it clearer, because at the moment it takes some time to figure out what follows, which step follows after which step. And to add about some requirements about the seconding and nominating and seconding. So you can't nominate yourself and second yourself and live happily ever after. So it's just one of the issues that was discovered during research. And we're also thinking about the rules from 2004, and they look a bit obsolete. And probably one of the recommendations should be to look into the rules and perhaps update and change them. But yes, there we need 66% of both of the members to vote yes to change the rules, and it's going to be a challenge. Any more comments?
Great diagrams in the report too. Well done. I think it'll be the prettiest report that the CCMSO has ever had.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I hope so. It will serve as a fine example for generations to come. So thank you very much for joining. I think we'll need some final fine-tuning on the report, and just proceed and perhaps submit it to the council. I think we're on quite solid ground here. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you very much for your work and this group.